As followers of Christ, we are called to live lives of intentionality and purpose, not frantic, not stressed or overwhelmed lives that are overly busy. So if you're a parent who's feeling overwhelmed by the demands of life, this episode is for you. Today, we're going to discuss two crucial questions that you can ask yourself when you're feeling like life is a lot, when it's overwhelming, and to ensure that you're staying faithful to what God wants you to do. Welcome to the Faith-Led Working Moms podcast. I'm Lindsay Walker, a wife and mom of three who loves Jesus, manages anxiety, and understands the difficulties of being a working mom. As a working mom myself, I know what it's like to wear multiple hats and sometimes struggle to keep up with the endless to-dos. You want to find a way to balance financial responsibility with your divine calling to raise God-fearing disciples and enjoy life in your present season. You are searching for a simplified way to live that aligns with your faith and values, offers freedom, and allows you to prioritize according to God's word. So, if you're eager to create a thriving reality while also showing up for your loved ones, you are in the right place and are welcomed here with open arms. Grab a cozy blanket and your favorite drink and gift yourself the next few minutes to join me in this time of renewal and growth. Let's take this journey together and live abundantly in all areas of our lives. Welcome to the Faith-Led Working Moms podcast. As we live out our days and move through our routines and our rhythms, whether they are intentionally set up by us or not, it's easy to lose sight of what truly matters. It's really easy to have waves of overwhelm wash over us and feeling like we want to give up or we become frustrated. So much of the way in which we find ourselves living is actually in a way that we weren't created to live. And when we find ourselves here, it's possible to get back on track. It is possible to get redirected and find clarity and strength and function with the confidence and assurance of having God's presence by our side. So if and when you find yourself here and you're navigating your actions and role as a parent, having a job, and being a disciple, I want to share two questions with you that can serve as a reminder for your true priorities, a way to guide you back to the heart of what it means to live a life of purpose and fulfillment in Christ. So the first question that you can ask yourself when you're wanting less overwhelm, when you're wanting more simplicity and less overwhelm, the first question is, am I prioritizing my relationship with God? When we find ourselves in the middle of our hectic schedules, because we all have hectic schedules, it's all too easy to let our relationship with God take a backseat. We may find ourselves rushing through our prayers or neglecting time in His Word because we simply don't have enough hours in the day. Or we like to play mind games with ourselves also and push it off and push our relationship off, telling ourselves that we'll get to it, we'll get to spending time with Him and pray, but only after we get through this one thing or finish this other thing. And we find ourselves that at the end of the day, we're exhausted and we just rationalize, oh, I'll put it off for just another day, but I'll do it tomorrow. Our relationship with God should be our top priority. Take a moment to reflect on your daily routine. Are you carving out dedicated time each day to spend with Him? Are you making space for prayer or meditation and scripture reading? If not, consider how you can reprioritize your schedule to ensure that your relationship with God doesn't take a backseat, that it remains the forefront of your life. Remember, when we prioritize our relationship with God, everything else falls into place. As Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, "But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." We were first and foremost created in the image of God, and with that, we were created to be in relationship with Him. When this isn't a priority or not at the forefront, everything else in our lives will feel off balance. So the second question you can ask yourself also is, am I saying yes to the right things? As moms, as parents, we often have a hard time saying no. Whether it's volunteering for another school event, taking on extra projects at work, or saying yes to every social invitation that comes our way, we can easily find ourselves overcommitted and easily overwhelmed. The majority of things that want our attention are most likely not bad things, but we also have to know that not every opportunity that comes our way is from God. Sometimes the things that demand our time and our energy are simply distractions that pull us away from His purpose for our lives. That's why it's crucial to discern which commitments align with God's will for us and which ones don't. So the next time you're faced with a new opportunity or a commitment, don't say yes right away, or try not to. I know it's hard. But take a moment to pause and to pray about it. Ask God for wisdom and discernment to know whether this is something He's calling you to pursue or if it's a distraction that you need to let go of for just right now. But a lot of times also, people who are asking you to commit to something, they really don't need an answer right away. So just even taking a few extra moments to think about it and reflect and to get back to them later really can help bring you clarity. But remember, it's okay to say no to things that aren't in line with God's plan for your life. And if it's something that God wants you to do and He wants that for you, you are seeking His direction and will by being connected with Him, He will present those opportunities for you again. So the two essential questions to ask yourself when you're feeling overwhelmed with life as a working parent: one, am I prioritizing my relationship with God? And two, am I saying yes to the right things? When we reflect regularly on these questions and work on aligning our life with God's purpose, we can find peace and fulfillment even in the middle of life when it feels a little chaotic. In Scripture, Jesus is constantly welcoming and reminding us to come to Him. And I don't think He does this unintentionally. He knows we're busy, and He knows that we need to have that reminder to be coming to Him all the time. So let's take that invitation and do it. The one who calls us by name, our Heavenly Father, promises to walk beside us, offering us peace that only He can give, and His strength, and an everlasting, eternal love that goes beyond our understanding and comprehension. If you found this episode helpful, be sure to subscribe for more content that's aimed at giving you encouragement and helping you seek peace and discover the purpose in your life. Come over to our free Facebook group as well and say hi, and even shoot me a message over there so I can get to know you as well. As you walk today and this week, know with confidence that you have me praying for you, and I'm praying that you may find strength and rest in the arms of our loving Heavenly Father. Hey there. If you connected with this podcast in any way, I would love for you to leave a written review for the show over on Apple Podcast. It is such a blessing to be able to see and hear from you about the different ways God is using this podcast in each of our lives. Also, if you're on Facebook, you can join us in the free Facebook community group, Faith-Led Working Moms, where you will be surrounded by like-minded community that shares in the same desire to live intentionally in our faith, family, and career. You will be showered with encouragement, fun challenges, practical tools, and resources to help you align your life with God's Word and restore your priorities with accountability. It's when we intentionally renew our minds and root ourselves in God's promises that we can actively live in the best that He has for us. And until we meet again, I pray the Lord bless you and keep you. May He smile on you and be gracious to you. May He look your way and give you peace in all you do.